If you have your Bibles with you tonight, go ahead and open them up to Acts chapter 2 as we continue our study. What do you got?
Left hand.
Yeah. Yeah, the left hand. Thank you for paying attention. Hallelujah. You know, we started this study on the anointing of God, that the anointing of God is upon each and every one of us. And we talked about the answering the call last week. Tonight we're going to talk about attending the church. God never called anybody to be an island to themselves. Hello? God connected everybody to a body. And if you go with me in Acts chapter 2, you know, the day of Pentecost in Acts 2 had just taken place, and the whole place was shaken up. The Spirit fell amongst them, and all of a sudden all these people started coming to Jesus. Amen? But in verse 47... the word of God says, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily as should be saved. The Greek word is ecclesia, or the assembly. Okay? We're to assemble ourselves together. So when we're leading people to Jesus and we're using our hand as a method, that's what we're kind of teaching here. Not that it's the only way, but it is a way, and it surely works. Amen. But you never do the one hand without the other hand. So many times we have a tendency to lead people to Jesus and lead them out in the wilderness to the wolves. God never called anybody alone. Nobody can do it on their own. Guess what? I have all kinds of gifts that God has imparted in me, but I need what you have. You have something that I don't have. And when you have revelation that the other has something that you need, if you see how valuable and important it is to be in the house of God. And guess what? All of a sudden, when these gifts start flowing and operating, look out. Amen? We're just being positioned. You know what he says? We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principalities and power, and every name named in heaven and earth. Amen? So the first thing we want to look at tonight is a place to learn. A place to learn. The thumb is, the scripture we use is Psalms 119. The word, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, if you're out walking in darkness and you don't have light, what are you most likely going to do? You're going to trip on something. Have you ever been outside when it's really dark and there's no light at all? See, with the moon and the stars and porch lights and the other things and street lights, we get to see a little bit. But if you're out in the darkness and there's no light, you're assured to be, you're going to trip. You're going to stumble over something. Amen. So what the Lord, in all of his wisdom and knowledge, he calls us to come into his body so that we can learn his word. Amen. So there's lessons that he gives us. Psalms 119, verse 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple. One thing the Lord has showed me is we do not have to complicate God's word. I like it, the acrostic for the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. Amen. We'll be caught up in the clouds one of these days, and this is our instruction book. Amen. So we're learning the life in 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19. The Apostle Peter said it like this. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. And then as we keep on stepping on, there's revelation. He'll take you from revelation to revelation. He'll reveal things to you and I. Amen. Look at the one next to you and say, I thank God for you. I really need you. Amen. Amen. And so what he is saying to us is, hey, we're going to have this super abundance harvest of souls. Why? Because we're going to do what God instructs us to do. But we're just not to lead them to Jesus. We're to teach them how to stay with Jesus. Amen. The biggest lie of the adversary is, I do not need church. I got the Holy Ghost and I got the Word and I don't need church. And that doesn't come from the Father whatsoever. Amen. Because the Father would not, if he said you didn't need to be there, he wouldn't tell us to come. Amen. So when we're looking at this, it's a place to learn. But it's also a place for us to pray. The scripture references is Matthew 18. Matthew 18, verse number 19. He says, and again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. But Jesus didn't stop there. He said in verse 20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. And in other words, we're gathering to pray. You know, if one could put 1,000 to flight, 10,000, what can we do if we truly come into agreement in prayer? We can catch some demons back to where they belong. Amen. We've given them too much room. God is saying it's time for his church, the body of Christ, to take back this kingdom for him, his glory. Amen. He gave us all power. He gave us the authority and he gave us his word. And God says it's time for us to take some things back. It may look one way, but you have to see what God says about it. And if you stand on what God says about it, you don't see it the same way any longer. You see the sick healed. You see the lame walking. Amen. You see the blind seeing. You see the deaf hearing. You have to see it to make it to manifest itself. If you can't see it, you can't pray towards it. And if you're not seeing it, and you're not by revelation, you're just saying out of words. Amen. Amen. God says, hey, when we're standing together in prayer, we're moving mountains. Amen. We're moving mountains. What is a mountain? I'm not moving the Blue Ridge Mountain. I'm moving the mountain that the adversary is building up against our family members and our loved ones and our children and our workmates and the people that are in our community. We're going to take back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. We're taking it back because we're learning God's word, because what we're speaking is his word, and we're learning to come into agreement.
Amen.
You know the biggest thing? In the body of Christ, so many times we focus on the little thing we disagree with instead of the big thing that we agree on. The adversary wants you to look at what you disagree on. And Jesus says, if two of you agree, it's touching anything they ask, and it shall be done for them from my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You know, how many know that their adversary is real? Amen. So he calls for us to be in accord. In Acts chapter 4, thank goodness it is in a Honda Accord. Amen. We could only have a small body then. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was reminded, what?
Oh, cord plugged in. Thank God. Accord you plug in.
Accord you plug in. There you go. So we're not going to get in an accord, but we're going to be in an accord, and we'll get fire of the power from the Holy Ghost, just like the power from the wall, right? Yeah. Amen.
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 Yeah,
amen. Okay. Amen. In Acts chapter 4, verse 24, the word of God says this. It says that when they heard that, They lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. In other words, all of a sudden when they were coming into agreement and they were coming into accord, they saw how big the God was that they were serving. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I serve a big, big God. Amen. You serve a big, big God. He fills the very atmosphere outside. Amen. Oh, my goodness gracious. He says that it's important for you and I, as we're praying, to come into agreement. You know, I was at one of my favorite scriptures, and everybody has this in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. I love this this reference to prayer, the Lord's promises to Solomon. He says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened and my ears attent unto the prayers that is made in this place. Amen. How many are people of God? Amen. He says, humble yourselves, seek his face and pray. In other words, usually when I'm praying and I'm seeking God's face, God isn't showing me anything that's wrong with you. Hello? He's showing me what's wrong with me. Hello? 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 And in other words, before I can minister something, I got to allow him to touch me first and change me. Amen? So he's saying, as we're coming together as a church, we're coming together to learn. We're coming together to pray. And we're also coming together to worship. Let me say this to you. I'm going to go here a minute. I like that song that says, I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that I made it. It's all about you. It doesn't matter the song. It matters the heart. It's a heart of worship. I'm coming back to a heart of worship, because it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And if I don't have anything else to give him praise and worship him for, just bringing me out of the miry clay and set my feet on the rock to stay, I have a song in my heart to sing. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We shouldn't have to be invoked to worship the Lord. It should be an act of our life.
That's right.
Amen. I don't know about you, but he really inhabits the praises and the worship of his people. So in John chapter 4, our scripture reference for this, Jesus says in verse number 23, he says, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, one of the things he was speaking to my heart about is this takes the trust. Amen. The trust I have in Psalms 95, the psalmist says this. I had an opportunity this afternoon to meet with this, I don't know where I'm going here, but he's telling me, with an apostle that modern day, God's using them all around the world for mighty things. And He came because he wanted to speak to me a little bit and to encourage in this season. And when he asked what my call was, I said, well, you know, I've been operating as a pastor and, you know, I'm going to step in the mobilizing evangelism and whatever. And he says, well, the Lord told me to tell you that he's called you to an apostolic ministry. And in the apostolic ministry, if you don't come across with the apostolic ministry, the people aren't going to follow you. He's calling you to go to nations, amen? And nations are going to come to the kingdom of God, amen? So I'm not saying, hey, I'm an apostle, but God's called me to an apostolic ministry. Hey, what's an apostolic ministry? It's planning. It's an encourager. God's called me to encourage pastors and teachers and evangelists and prophets. Amen. God's called me to encourage the body of Christ. God's called me to encourage you no matter what you're gifted and what your calling is. God has called me to motivate you, to get you excited about the things of God and the call of God that's on your life. God has called me to get you excited and to stand up and rock and shake this world for the kingdom of God. Amen. That's what God's called me for. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm getting ready to step in a new season, but I can't step in a new season until we finish this season. And God's asking you, will you follow instructions and do what I ask you to do so I can step into the new season? Because I can't leave an unfinished work.
That's right.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, let's just know that all of us are a work in progress. Amen. I'm still a work in progress. Ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. I don't know it all, but guess what? I know the one that does. Amen. So he's saying to me in Psalms 95, he says, oh, come, verse number 6, and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. The treasure of this, I have 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse number 29. He says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So what are we going to do? We're going to we're going to give unto the Lord the glory due his name. We're going to bring an offering. We're going to come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Amen. So he's called us to this is a place to connect to the body to learn, connect to the body to pray, connect to the body to worship. But it's not only that, he's also called us to the body to fellowship, a place to fellowship with one another. In Hebrews chapter 10, let me say something. We're asking men and women to come to Jesus, leave all their friends and behind, and then we're going to bring them and let them hang out by themselves. Come on. Hello? Is God into that?
No.
No. He says in Hebrews 10:24, he says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching or the day of his return. I don't know about you, but people need to be encouraged. Come on. Come on. This is a rough world we live in. Amen. And God's called us to edify, to exhort, to comfort others. Amen. So he says for us to gather together in Psalms 84. Verse number 4, he says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee and whose heart are the ways of them. Amen. See, so this is a longing to be in the sanctuary. I can't wait. I get so excited about the body coming together. I really do. I'm like a kid in the candy store looking for people. It's almost like I'm looking in the windows and I'm window shopping and seeing who's coming, you know? And what's the Lord going to do today? What's the Lord going to do? He's going to meet everyone right where they're at. He's going to love on them in a supernatural way. And for many times, he just brings transformation. Amen? So he says to us also, and the prophet Micah said, to generate, in Micah chapter 4, the prophet Micah said, he said, but in the last days, verse 1, it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You know, the Lord said to us, he said, it was like, he said, go preach the gospel with every creature. He said, you know, but when they receive power, he said, I will give you power. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall be witnesses to me, for me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And it's not just the natural Jerusalem. Jerusalem could be represent your hometown yeah, and the outskirts. But he is sending the word to Jerusalem. Their time is coming. Amen. And some of them are coming now, but the majority will come. But he said his glory was going to go to the nations. The nations would come. So I'm just excited to see what God's about ready to do. You know what he said to me? He said he was going to do it not like he's ever done before. There's no pattern to follow. Amen. And we seem to keep him in a box by patterns and traditions. Amen. But guess what? He's coming out of the box. Amen. And there's an end time harvest of souls like never before. And these souls that are coming into the kingdom ain't just going to come to say a sinner's prayer. They're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're going to be speaking with other tongues, and the glory of the Lord is going to fall into place, and people are going to be transformed and changed before your very eyes. Then signs and wonders will follow them that believe. Amen? Because the kingdom is being glorified and magnified. Let's not be afraid of what the Holy Ghost can do. Amen? Let's not be afraid of the Holy Ghost. We'll just call him the Holy Spirit if you don't want to be afraid of the ghost. Amen? Don't be afraid of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So this is also not only a place to learn, a place to pray, a place to worship, a place to fellowship, but a place to send others. Of course, my scripture reference is Mark 16. And Jesus said in verse number 15, we'll begin there. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall take up serpents. If you drink any dead thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Not maybe, not perhaps, they shall recover. We have to have the mindset and faith, believe when we lay hands on somebody that they're going to be healed, that they're going to be delivered, that they're going to be set free. Because why? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Come on. Come on. Are you with me, anybody? So he says to us to proclaim in Matthew 24. Verse number 14, Jesus said this, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. It's not over till it's over. So he tells us in Revelation chapter 14, this is what we're promoting here. He said in verse number 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. What the Lord is saying to you and I tonight is simply this. He is saying, we need to connect the new believers to his church. It's a place for them to learn. It's a place for them to pray. It's a place for them to worship. It's a place for them to fellowship. And it's a place for them to be sent to others. Let me ask you something. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How many in here has your pastor done something for? Doesn't matter what it was. Has he done anything for you? Raise your hand. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
Amen.
Will you do it? I'm asking you to do it. The Lord told me I can ask you to do this for me. I don't care how much you know the word. I don't care how much you've studied the word. Turn around.
Thank you.
I want you to learn this.
Amen.
I want you to memorize this. I want you to be ready. You're not too young. Oh, no, you're not too young. Oh, no, you're not too young.
I'm not too young.
You're just the right age.
Oh, perfect.
No, you're not too young either. I'm giving you homework. You like homework?
I do homework.
You do homework? It's okay if I give your children homework. Don't worry, I'm giving mama homework too.
Sure, I'm not too young.
Well, I think you're just one day the right age.
Okay.
You never thought you'd come to church to get homework, did you? And no, you only turn 90 today. So. Does that bother you that people talk about your age?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You're an awesome woman for 90 years old.
I know, right?
Amen. Amen.
No, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about. There's been seasons here that I've been here, and I'm not taking off tomorrow or the next week unless the Lord says to. But I have to look back and see that what I did wasn't in vain.
Amen.
And if the Holy Spirit said to do it, and I believe God did, that all of us can learn to share the gospel, because every last one of us have an opportunity with someone to share Jesus. Amen. God will always put people in front of you. And we have a tendency and we just say, well, let me pray for you. And we pray for them. We leave them a sinner and continue just to pray for them. God says, bring them to me. Then pray for them. And signs and wonders will follow them that believe.
Amen.
Amen. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And that same spirit will quicken the mortal body by the spirit that dwells in you. Amen. Amen. So he is saying to us that, and now, what do I do now? Was I supposed to have a song now? Can we just all stand? Claire and I was going to rock this house one day here in a couple weeks. You can sing it. Sing it, Jan. You know it. All right, let Marlene sing it. Now within these extended hands, God has a mighty plan.
Amen.
Amen. Huh? Amen. Can we all just stand? Huh? God is challenging us. Listen to me. Amen. That he wants you to understand that something that you've been seeking and you've been looking for the Lord to answer for you, he's asking you, how are you doing on following instructions? We're always wanting him to do something, but how are we in following his instructions? And he says, when you follow my instructions, I can't help but open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. Amen? So let's just lift our hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you, Father God, for the call of God that's upon each and every one of their lives. I thank you that each of them have a measure of gifts. Each of them has a measure of faith, Father God. May that faith be connected with the gifts, and may the gifts become operating in this body and in this world in Jesus' name. Father, may they just arise and shine for your glory and for your honor and praise. Minister to them, meet them right where they are, but do not leave us there. Leave any of us there, Father God. Take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. Father, right now, your word declares, no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. Spirit of God, draw our family members and loved ones to you. Father God, may we use this opportunity to share your love with whoever you place before us. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.